Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I gotta keep loving you.
Guys, we're back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. I have a little issues with the lights, but no big deal. We got a power going on. I got to tell you, man, the show must go on. Show's going on. It's my show. I'm going to make it go on, even if nobody's out there to listen and we're in the dark. Okay. So, we talked about this yesterday. People want their antibiotics, and they don't want, oh, we're going to text. Good, power's good. All right. I know the power's good. I'm working. Anyway, people want antibiotics, and they don't want to go to the doctor and wait 3 hours to get one. They don't want to be turned down. They don't want to be told what they have as a virus when they do. And so, like ants, right, that you try to block coming into your house. By the way, you want to block ants from coming into your house, you put fruit or vegetables, something healthy. They like carbs, you know, like sugar or things like that, right? Like when I'm PMS, they like that kind of food. So if you want to block animals, you put citrus and vegetables by the house. They won't come in, the ants. But like ants always find a way. They always find a way around. And so humans are, they're animals, and they're pretty smart. So apparently somebody figured out that if they wanted to get an antibiotic, they could do so if they're a fish. And Americans are now getting access to fish antibiotics. And I looked at this last night. The milligrams. I don't understand this. The milligrams of these fish antibiotics are human milligram dosing. Now, I don't know how big the average fish tank is or how big the average goldfish is, but if I remember when I had goldfish, they were a little tiny. And these antibiotics out there, like amoxicillin, 500 milligrams. So, okay, let's say you have strep throat, and I'm going to give you a 10-day course of amoxicillin. I give you 500 milligrams three times a day if you're, you know, over, let's say, 80 pounds. Some kids, actually, if we kind of go by kilograms, maybe even a little, you know. But technically, we'd be getting 1,500 milligrams a day of amoxicillin divided three times a day, so 500 milligrams three times a day. There's your amoxicillin. Okay? And, I mean, I'm, you know, a little over 80 pounds. Okay, let's not go there. So that dose is good for me. The average fish is smaller than me. How are these antibiotics out there? Well, my guess is you throw it in the water or whatever. I mean, it's I with your dog, have you guys ever tried to give antibiotics to your dogs or cats? The dog, it's, you know, the dog doesn't like it. They try to, like, you know, shake their head. You try to grab their nuzzle. And then you syringe it. I syringe it without a needle, just the syringe, into their mouth. And then I kind of make them swallow. And then they get all mad. Or you could do the pill that way, where you put a pill in their mouth. Or you hide the pill in peanut butter and things like that. With a cat, oh, there's just no way. That cat, I mean, you're bleeding. You lose a pint of blood when you try to, you know, give a cat an antibiotic. But with a fish, I've never taken a fish out of a fish tank and tried to coax a 500-milligram tablet antibiotic to it. So my guess, and we probably need to hear from some veterinarians out there, my guess is you're like dropping it in the water so it dissolves, and then the fish gets the antibiotic. That leads to another question. Are we treating strep? Check this out. They have doxycycline. We use doxycycline for chlamydia. So my guess is we are treating fish STDs. But, you know, I mean, when we had fish, that's really all they did. If you guys ever get seahorses, all they do is have sex. That is all they do. They just wrap themselves around each other, and, you know, you're trying to show the little kids, oh, look, there's seahorses. Like, wait a second, don't look now. I'll tell you when you can come back and look. So maybe there's this big, you know, maybe the reason why we have such a, you know, epidemic of STDs is because of our fish. They have ciprofloxacin. All right, so 500 milligram tablets of ciprofloxacin for your fish. Ciprofloxacin, we use for UTIs, we use for epididymitis, we use for prostatitis, we use for, I don't know, any sort of itis that men get, because cipro just seems to work really well with men. You got to be careful, though, with cipro, because it could put you at risk for tendon ruptures. So I've started to avoid using cipro in dudes, because if they really work out and they're very athletic, it could unfortunately cause a rupture of a tendon. They have trimethoprim or sulfamethoxazole trimethoprim. Yeah, say that three times fast. That's Bactrim. I'm allergic to sulfa, so I can't take it. But they actually have large tablets of those. I don't understand. They got clindamycin. You got clindamycin out there. You got to be careful with your bowels with that one. But they got clindamycin. And then I'm looking at some of the other stuff they have. But, I mean, it's like it's an online pharmacy. And if I click on the button, I could actually buy these tablets. Now, I don't want you guys to do that. My guess is now that there's all this news going out there, it's going to start to clamp down. But these are some pretty, pretty heavy antibiotics that we kind of need. This is in our silo to attack major bugs out there. And unfortunately, we, you know, if we're just selling these online and they're for our fish, don't really understand why the fish, all my fish ended up dying. I didn't know I could save them, you know, giving them, you know, some sort of a antibiotic. But anyway, I don't take my fish to the vet. I, you know, probably because it costs $1.50 and the vet could cost a lot more money. And I love vets. I'm a fan of vets. But anyway, what does this signify? This signifies that people want their antibiotics. They aren't, there is going to be a push for us to have over-the-counter antibiotics, just like in Mexico. We talked about this yesterday. Just like in some other countries, you know, people, you know, depending on which administration takes over the White House and how they want to tout lowering health care costs, they might, you know, allow, you know, generic antibiotics to be over the counter, which as a doctor I'm very, very nervous about, because I think there's a lot of misuse. I think there's a lot of misdiagnosis. You know, if somebody 5 times a year is taking amoxicillin for their sore throat and it's not really strep, and it's actually HPV-induced cancer, I have a problem with people self-treating, okay? I mean, I got my degree for a reason. It's because if we were able to self-treat, we wouldn't need doctors. So I get a little nervous about that. And don't worry, I'll always find a job. I got this radio show. I'll always have a job. But I don't want people treating a sore throat or treating a quote-unquote UTI consistently with antibiotics when it's actually cervical cancer, you know? So misdiagnosis, unfortunately, could be rampant. And, you know, but what the American public is telling us, whether you're a politician, whether you're a doctor, whether you're a hospital administrator, whatever, is they want more do-it-yourself.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771.
for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Zahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost some of my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, the one thing that people always apologize to me for, and they don't have to, but they go, I'm sorry, I Googled this. I went to Dr. Google. I'm sorry, I Googled it. I'm fine with that. I've never had an issue with that. I know a lot of doctors have an issue with that because there's false information out there. But I love the idea of people kind of doing that aspect of do-it-yourself. I don't want you guys going to get any fish antibiotics. They're not FDA approved and, you know, you don't even know what you're treating. But I do like the idea of you educating yourselves. You know, I understand that I paid a lot of money for my education. Well, I borrowed a lot of money, and then I had to pay the government a lot of money, you know, for my training to become a doctor. And I don't want to be questioned based on what you guys find online. You know, saying, oh, wait a second, yeah, but, you know, Joe Jonas says this. You know, I'm like, Joe might not have anything to say about health, but that's what I'm saying. But, you know, as long as you guys are taking the time to read, educate yourselves, and look at pretty good websites for that, I'm fine with that. You know, I would rather you guys, you know, have, you know, some skin in the game. This is your body. And so I would never deny you guys education on that. So I'm fine with that. So we have here, according to CNN, the top 10 health questions that America asked Dr. Google in 2019. And one thing that I do think is cool, I know a lot of people don't really like these search engines because they're biased and, you know, there's too much dependency on computers. But I got to tell you, the one thing that I think is really, really awesome is how we can pick up on people's behavior based on their searches. You know, years ago, people thought that, you know, if you looked at a Playboy or whatever, it was just a, you know, maybe, you know, once in a while, or it was a, you know, it was like a little hobby. It wasn't, you know, and with the advent of us being able to log statistics, they found out that people's porn consumption is like off the charts more than anything else. You know? So, same thing with flu. Apparently, there was a study where they could see where the flu was going and where it was spreading based on Google searches. If there was all of a sudden a huge uptick in fever, cough, body aches in a certain area, and they matched it with the health department's data, they could see that you could actually predict when the flu is coming in your neck of the woods. It was a fantastic study. So I'm a fan. I'm a fan of the internet. I don't like, I think some of the stuff is creepy, you know, where they, you know, can watch you and, you know, figure out where they, you know, where your next move is, but it happens. So, last year, the top related health questions Googled by people in the U.S. included amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or ALS. Why? Because we had the ALS, ice bucket challenge. And then endometriosis, and how long does weed stay in your urine? That was last year. In 2017, what is lupus? How long does the flu last? What causes hiccups? Were some of the biggest questions. So what was here for 2019? Well, for 2019, it was how to lower your blood pressure. That was the search term. About 1 in 3 U.S. adults, or some 75 million people, have high blood pressure. But only half have it under control, according to the CDC. And we talked about high blood pressure. And my guess, and, you know, they'll, you know, CNN is talking about, you know, how hypertension is if your blood pressure is over 130, over 80. And, you know, I've talked to you guys about high blood pressure. But the point I want to make with this is, if how to lower your blood pressure, how to lower blood pressure was the number one term, my guess is a lot of people still have high deductibles, aren't going to the doctor, and they're trying to figure out how to lower their blood pressure on their own. That's what that signifies to me. Then what is keto? People are using the word keto. No, that was keto. That was the O.J. Simpson trial. This is keto for keto diet. So the keto diet was the top health-related search term on last year's test list, made it second this year. So basically, keto is a diet high in fats, moderate in proteins, but very, very, very low in carbs because it wants to force your body to go into ketosis to try to burn fat because it's not getting sugar. And ketones circulate in the body, become the main source of energy for many cells in the body. And they're stored in, basically causes your body to now start breaking down the fat that usually doesn't get touched because you have so much circulating sugar. You cut the sugar in your diet, you could go, you know, you go into ketosis. Health experts are very concerned because there is a high fat content to this diet. Some people will do kind of like Atkins. That's what they were doing with Atkins, going into ketosis. One of my family members did the Atkins diet. We went to Outback Steakhouse. He ordered steak, had cheese on the steak, drizzled it with something else that was really high fatting, and he said he's on the diet. No, that's not a diet to me. But people have been cutting their carbs, and I think cutting their carbs, not completely, but cutting your carbs, you know, can really help you burn some of your fat. How to get rid of hiccups. How to get rid of hiccups now ranked third, even though it was top in high up in 2017. So hiccups happen when something irritates your diaphragm. Maybe you eat too quickly, you drink alcohol, you're nervous, whatever. And so chronic hiccups, though, I get concerned that that could be a heart attack. Chronic hiccups could be an inferior MI. So I hope any source that people look at has that. So how long does the flu last? A lot of people want to know. Flu could last anywhere from 3 to 7 days. Maybe longer. Maybe shorter. But that's important because remember a couple years ago people were dying from the flu. And so if somebody was sick, coughing, hacking up a lung, having a fever, and they're on day 7, that doesn't sound like flu. That sounds like pneumonia. What causes kidney stones? That was also searched. What causes kidney stones? A variety of things. Lack of drinking enough water. Having high uric acid, those of you that are prone to gout could be prone to uric acid kidney stones. Those of you that take a lot of Tums, calcium supplements, could get calcium sort of kidney stones. Those of you with hyperparathyroid, parathyroid endocrinologic condition where you have too much calcium in the blood could cause calcium kidney stones. There's a whole variety of reasons, but that's interesting. They have how to get rid of hiccups is number 3, and what causes hiccups is number 5. So, looks like hiccups was a big deal. What is HPV? So, HPV for the human papillomavirus. Apparently, people were concerned about that. I'm not sure what headlines circulated. HPV is always kind of in the news. But HPV is a virus that's sexually transmitted. Can cause genital warts, can cause cervical cancer, throat cancer, penile cancer, rectal cancer, anal cancer. That's probably what happened. A lot of stories came out regarding anal cancer. So HPV was talked about a lot. For those who joined us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show. We're talking about the top 10 searches on Google, for Dr. Google, how to lower cholesterol. So how to lower cholesterol. Came up high. Probably, again, people were not going into the doctor, or they couldn't get in with their doctor, and they were trying to figure out ways to do it themselves. How many calories should I eat a day? I like seeing a lot of health-related, or I like a lot of seeing a lot of, you know, do-it-yourself type things, meaning, you know, people are trying to eat better, they're trying to get their blood pressure down, they're trying to get their cholesterol down. But then, number 10 was how long does alcohol stay in your system? So that means some people must have been concerned about getting a DUI. So that's interesting. So, you know, when people ask me what am I comfortable with when it comes to going to Dr. Google, I would say I like WebMD. I like the Mayo Clinic. Medscape has good articles. You need to be very, very careful about a lot of blogs. Now, I have a blog. And so, you know, but, you know, you could read it, and you could cross-reference it, okay? But you have to be careful because there's a lot of non-health experts out there with blogs. Some health experts out there have great blogs, but you have other people that have blogs that are not health experts. So I would be very, very careful in that respect. And I got to be honest with you guys. I mean, you could read my stuff, but, you know, I would prefer you guys definitely go to WebMD and Mayo Clinic, etc. You know, Fox News has a lot of nice health stories, but they don't really break down blood pressure, and they don't, you know, break down the actual diseases because those are health stories. So in terms of going to CNN or Fox or whatever, you know, they all have really good medical teams. Sanjay Gupta is great on CNN. Dr. Mandy is great on Fox, but they don't necessarily break down all the different medical diseases like you'll see on like a WebMD. All right, guys, don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Today could be the busiest day of the year for airports across the country. The group Airlines for America says nearly 3 million travelers are expected to fly today and tomorrow. Holiday traffic congestion will reach its peak in several major cities, including New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago. One thing to remember if you are flying...
The rule of thumb is this. If you can spill it, spread it, spray it, pump it, or pour it, then it should go into your check bag.
That's Lisa Farbstein with the TSA. Moderate Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski says she's disturbed Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is coordinating with the White House regarding President Trump's impeachment trial. Murkowski told an Anchorage, Alaska TV station that when McConnell made the remark, she felt it further confused the process. Murkowski is one of the Republicans in the Senate who has voted against the White House in the past. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Making top headlines today is 10 former NFL players have been caught with defrauding a healthcare program for retired players of nearly $4 million, according to court documents. The Justice Department also says it intends to file charges against two other players, which would bring that to 12. After an FBI investigation, the Justice Department filed charges today in the Eastern District of Kentucky against Robert McCune, John Eubanks, Tamarick Vanover, Sandris Brown, James Butler, Frederick Bennett, Correll Buckhalter, Ettrick Pruitt, Clinton Portis, who was a Redskins running back, and cornerback Carlos Rogers. Whoa. Apparently, the specific combination of charges for the 10 players vary by individual, but include conspiracy to commit health care wire fraud, and health care fraud. Now, Clinton Portis was charged with all three. These charges carry a legal maximum penalty of 50 years combined. But that's the maximum. So obviously they could get less depending on their attorneys. Four former NFL players were arrested today, and the others, including Portis, are expected to surrender at some point today. The arrests included McCune in Georgia, Eubanks in Mississippi, Brown in Texas, and Rogers in Georgia. So what happened here? So they say that the players allegedly submitted false claims to the Gene Upshaw NFL Player Health Reimbursement Account Plan. Now, this is reimbursement for medical equipment like hyperbaric chambers, cryotherapy machines. A hyperbaric chamber is cool. It's where it bombards you with oxygen. And so for those of us who live in very highly polluted areas or we don't really have sort of the physique to get enough oxygen to certain parts of our body, hyperbaric sort of treatment has been proven to kind of increase a lot of the healing time, you know, for people that, you know, get that oxygen therapy. It's like an oxygen therapy. There's ultrasound machines used to conduct women's health exams, electromagnetic therapy devices designed for use on horses. Apparently, this was medical equipment people bought, costing between $40,000 and $50,000 a pop. The players recruited others into the scheme by offering to submit false claims in exchange for kickbacks and bribes that ranged up to $10,000. The players fabricated documents, including invoices and prescriptions, to execute the plan, according to the indictments. They say in total, the players filed about $3.9 million in false claims, and between June 2017 and December 2018, that particular health plan paid them more than $3.4 million on those claims. So it was expensive medical equipment that got reimbursed. According to the indictment, they say, quote, the expensive medical equipment described in the reimbursement request forms that the defendants submitted or caused to be submitted to the plan were never purchased or received from the participant, and the invoices from medical equipment companies, letters from healthcare providers, and prescriptions from healthcare providers accompanying the reimbursement request forms were all fabricated. So attorney for Portis, Mark Dicio, also represented other Redskins on legal matters, said his client was innocent. He said Clinton Portis had no knowledge of that his participation in what he believed to be an NFL-sanctioned medical reimbursement program was illegal. He is completely taken aback by this indictment and will move forward with the process of clearing his good name and those of his fellow NFL alumni. So I don't know if you guys know who Portis is, but he's 38 years old. He played for the Redskins from 2004 to 2010. He would dress up for media interviews, like with a different character each week. I don't know if you guys kind of remember that. But anyway, he made $43.1 million in the NFL. But unfortunately, after his playing days ended, he fell into financial despair. He told Sports Illustrated in 2017 that fraudsters posing as money managers drained his retirement. In 2013, he told the magazine that he waited outside an office building for the swindlers to emerge with a loaded pistol in his car, intent on murdering them until a friend called and convinced him not to. In a statement, Assistant Attorney General Brian Benskowski said 10 former NFL players allegedly committed a brazen multimillion-dollar fraud on a healthcare plan meant to help the former teammates and other retired players pay legitimate out-of-pocket medical expenses. Okay, so, by the way, the investigation was triggered by health insurer Cigna. Cigna, I guess, noticed the suspicious claims. So, why do people cheat? Many people, they don't even think it's cheating. You know, you look at these things going, how could somebody be evil? And again, this is alleged, but, you know, how could somebody, you know, defraud other NFL players? How could somebody? It's not that. I don't think a lot of people wake up going, I want to screw somebody over. What I think the drive is for some of these schemes and scams or things that happen is Well, you got the jerks out there that do, okay? I mean, you have, you know, people that are criminals out there. But then you have other people that go, wait a second. So they're just giving this money out. And they get convinced that somebody's going to get the money. So it might as well be them. And I've seen people innocently become fraudulent because they just didn't realize what they're doing was really bad. They don't stop and think nobody's giving you money for free, you know? And again, I'm not, you know, giving them the benefit of the doubt, but what I'm seeing is when you're in the NFL, you sustained injuries, you had hard times, there's a reimbursement fund out there for you. You're like, well, how do I take advantage of this? How can I, you know, how can I get some payback? The problem is, I mean, oh my gosh, Clinton made $41 million. You know, also something I want to say is managers. I can't tell you how many times when I got into radio, I was approached by managers. And they all sounded good. They all sounded nice. But I was scared. Because I heard so many times you could have a manager that could screw you. And it stinks because I think a lot of us do need good representation. And we assume that everybody's a bad manager. And a lot of them are bad. That, you know, we don't really get then a good manager. And it's interesting because you really see a lot of stars. You know, their manager ends up being their husband or their wife. You know, I saw that in a lot of doctor's offices. The office manager ended up being the spouse. Because of the embezzlement and the stealing. We had a manager who stole. You know, and it stinks because it gives managers a bad rap. You know, somebody's manager. You have a good manager, you can go anywhere. I mean, sky's the limit. This, you know, if you have a good manager, unfortunately, there's a lot of fraud. And I think it's because people think they're owed. You know, I always tell, you know, employers, you know, be very careful about underpaying and undertreating your staff. If your staff feels that they're being underpaid or undervalued, they'll be more inclined to steal. Whereas if somebody feels that they're getting what they're worth, you know, and they won't, you know, be taking the white out and the pens and the paper and things like that. So, I like how NFL and how a lot of these companies and institutions and industries have things where people could, you know, be able to access and get medical reimbursement and get medical goods and, you know, be able to take care of their medical needs. I think it's fantastic. But, you know, there is so much room for fraud. You know, I had suggested, especially with all the insurance and Medicare fraud, you know, and I know patients and you guys would not like this, but I think doctors would love it, is, you know, you just pay the doctor and then you ask the insurance to reimburse you. You know, and since this is a, you know, a claim and you could show your proof, there's less room for fraud than, you know, one medical institution sending thousands of claims to a company. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing, then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, "Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxitril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxitril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxitril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxitril has a special free bottle offer, shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxitril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
D-A-L-I. I keep getting the question, why don't more Jews support President Donald Trump? I don't know. I mean, most of the Jews I know do support Trump, but I know there's a lot of Jews that don't, and I can't answer why. I would hear people call Trump anti-Semitic. I've never seen that. I'm a fan of a lot of his policies with Israel. And his support of Israel. And now, with this sign in an executive order to ban religious discrimination, such as anti-Semitism, in schools, I don't, you know, I can't explain it. I also fear that a lot of people feel that, you know, many opponents of Donald Trump are Jewish. I really want people to kind of dissect religion out of it. And I think the reason why is I know many people in the Midwest, many people in Arizona, many people in multiple areas that are non-LA and New York, especially in Florida, that are pro-Trump and Jewish. And so I'm wondering if it's more of a New York or LA or North Cal sort of thing, and they just happen to be Jewish. I mean, in our religion, and we've talked about this many times, you have very Orthodox or very, very strict, all the way down to conservative, to reform, to reconstructionist, very, very liberal. We call them liberal Jews, not in terms of liberal in terms of political liberal, but liberal in terms of, you know, easing up on the rules. And, you know, in Orthodox Judaism, they're pro-life. You know, and so there's a lot of similarities between Orthodox Judaism and Catholicism. But same thing with Catholicism. You have a lot of Catholics that are Democrat, a lot of Catholics that are Republican. So I think people need to stop saying Jews as a Democratic group or Jews as a Republican group. I just have not seen a all or nothing, black or white sort of thing when it comes to that. But making headlines was how Trump targeted anti-Semitism and boycotts against Israel on college campuses. Can I just say it's about time? And I think boycotts of any country, any race, religion, need to stop. And the fact that this stuff kept going on, I mean, and it took 2019 for Donald Trump to finally do something. Come on. So Trump's new order, it's said to hit the boycott, divestment, and sanctions movement head on. It invoked Title IX of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 to fight anti-Semitic rhetoric on college campuses and called on federally funded agencies to adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance definition of anti-Semitism in cases of discrimination. He said, "This is my message to universities." Now, he said this during a Hanukkah reception at the White House. "If you want to accept the tremendous amount of federal funding you get every year, you must reject anti-Semitism." Good for him. Good. Trump's executive order came a day after two people opened fire inside a Jewish supermarket in Jersey City. The shootout left six people dead, including the shooters, three bystanders, and New Jersey police detective Joe Seals. He was shot in the head and upper arm at a nearby cemetery before the suspects took off for the kosher supermarket. Is that crazy? So the mayor said that the market was targeted, but we don't have any more motive or any other issue, any other information on that. So from what we understand, Trump's executive order is already starting to be criticized. There, I, you would think that this would be a very positive bipartisan thing. Okay, you know, you don't harass, you don't, you know, put anti-Jewish propaganda. I mean, this should be a slam dunk. So, but apparently, there are people concerned about freedom of speech. Well, that's the same thing. We are not allowed to say racial slurs, sexually harass people at the workplace. And the whole freedom of speech argument got thrown out there. Why are they bringing up the freedom of speech here? So they say protections from racial, color, and national origin discrimination are covered under Title VI of the Civil Rights Act. Religious discrimination is not. This is according to CNN. In the past, the Education Department has nevertheless interpreted the law to protect students of any religion from discrimination based on shared ethnic, racial, or national origin. They say a 2010 letter from the Justice Department to the Educational Department's Civil Rights Office says Title IX protects religious students when discrimination is based on the group's actual or perceived shared ancestry of ethnic characteristics rather than its members' religious practice. So they say this order would reinforce the inclusion They're saying the order would reinforce inclusion of anti-Semitic conduct in this interpretation of national origin-based discrimination for which the students are afforded protection. Does that make sense? Well, I think what they're saying is very similar to what we've been kind of concerned about. Every time you try to protect a group in a way, you almost insult them by profiling them or stereotyping. You see? You know? Like, for example, when they say we need to change SAT scores and scoring because it needs to help a certain community, and because that community scores lower, that just already was biased and racist in them saying that. You see? So, or assuming that a certain demographic can't do well on a test, when many of them are blowing people out of the water. So I think that's what they're talking about. So what prompted this move? According to CNN, there's been an uptick of reported incidents of anti-Semitic harassment, vandalism, assaults on college campuses in recent years. Apparently, the Anti-Defamation League found that the number of anti-Semitic incidents on campuses in 2017 was 204, up 89% the previous year. That number stayed relatively steady in 2018 with 201 incidents. And I guess there's BDS, which encourages international boycotts and sanctions against the state of Israel. Initial organizers of BDS, according to the movement's official website, were Palestinian activists who have argued Israel is an apartheid state. While the ADL has avoided labeling BDS as anti-Semitic, the organization has argued that advocates for the movement all too often employ anti-Semitic rhetoric and narratives to isolate and demonize Israel. So where people are having issues is they don't understand that somebody knocking the country of Israel is being anti-Semitic. People think, what's a country? You have Syria as a country, Saudi Arabia as a country, you have Canada as a country. You know, if we're knocking Canada, we aren't insulting the French, people think. So why, if we're knocking Israel, we're insulting the Jews? But it is the same. Okay, Israel has to exist. Israel is the only place that provided, you know, well, maybe Holland did, but when America was turning back ships, you know, during the Holocaust crisis, and again, they had issues with immigration, and I'm not defending them, but when Jews were turned away from trying to escape Europe, I mean, Israel gave them a home. So, any attack on Israel is an attack on Judaism. So it's, but some people just don't see that. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.